This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Republican National Convention got underway Monday with party stalwarts renominating President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. President Trump himself is expected to speak all 4 days of the convention. Last week, Democrats, wary of gathering in large numbers because of the coronavirus pandemic, nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their presidential candidate at a virtual convention. The Republicans are planning a different scenario, meeting Monday in the mid-south city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where Mr. Trump spoke to them in person. He told the delegates, "This is the most important election in the history of our country." As the Republican National Convention got underway, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed presidential nominee Joe Biden for the Democrats. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate, the incumbent President Trump. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the Monday announcement of Republican support for Biden. The Trump campaign will feature some of its own converts at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday the United States will ensure Israel's military advantage in the Middle East under any potential U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. Pompeo said the United States has a legal requirement to honor its military agreements with Israel. He made the announcement in Jerusalem on Monday after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.